Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, and Country 101.7. It is 7:20, and we are glad you're with us on this Wednesday morning. Boy, beautiful start to the day out there. Partly cloudy, 59 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Freedom Fest organizer Steve Harmon and Jackie Morris of Dynamic Discs. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, Steve, let's get us the overall setup here because we are really less than 2 months out from Freedom Fest coming up in early November.
Right. It's busy times, as you can tell by your newsmaker. And for those of you that are new to Emporia, Emporia is known for disc golf, gravel grinding, and celebration of veterans. And this event brings all three together. And this will be our 18th annual. KVOE has been there with us since day one in 2003. And registration is now open, and we call it the early registration date. And if you register by October 1st, you can guarantee your event t-shirt as well as a lower registration cost. But, yeah, we've really ramped it up this year with many new events. So if you got time, I can go through a few of them.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. We want to invite folks, too, to log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org. That has opportunities for you to sign up and get ready to go for the big November 6th event. But let's kind of go through the general lineup, what you have here, Steve.
So we're back in full force. As last year, due to the COVID irregularities, we had to cut a few events, but we're back and adding more this year. The Spur Challenge is back, which is a favorite event. We got some folks trying to achieve their fifth completion and get that gold spur. First timers, you can go for that silver spur. You can learn more about the Spur Challenge online at EmporiaFreedomFest.org. And then we have our traditional events, which is a 5K runner walk, and we added a 10K length for the folks that like the long distance run, and that's brought to us by Lyon County State Bank. Gravel City Adventure and Supply is, of course, doing our Freedom Rise this year. It's the Sergeant Timmerman 16-miler and the General Eisenhower 40-miler. And the change for that this year is there will be trophies for the top three finishers, male, female, in the 40-miler this year. So that'll be great. And then if you'd like to do ruck marching, that's getting really popular. I've noticed quite a few people around town carrying around backpacks and heavy weights and just walking this hard and fast as they can. But you can be a ruck master. Try to ruck 12 miles in under 3 hours with 35 pounds of food on your back. And I know this sounds really exciting, Ron, and you can't decide which one you're going to do, but well, they're all good. They're all really good.
You know, I'm really enthralled by rucking here, Steve.
Yeah.
12 big miles, huh?
Ron the Ruckmaster. I mean, nothing sounds better. But it goes to a good cause. It supports enlisted soldiers events from the Enlisted Association of Kansas, as well as all the food goes to the food pantry. And then we added a new event this year. One of our Marine veterans decided that we need to do a MRF challenge. So Lieutenant Michael Murphy, a Navy SEAL who was a recipient of the Medal of Honor in Operation Enduring Freedom. Let me tell you, I am not doing the MRF challenge, but there are different levels. The full MRF all the way down to the, hey, I just showed up and I can breathe level, which I think is where I'll be. But that is 300 push-ups, I think 300 air squats, half mile run at the beginning and the end, and like 100 pull-ups, and you can do it as individual team, but it's got some prizes too, and it's amazing. And for those of you in the CrossFit world, it's a workout of the day type challenge, so it's bringing the whole CrossFit community on board. So those are some of the new physical events. We'll of course continue to have the expo and the Freedom Fest open, which you only get to play that course once a year, and Jackie will talk about that. And then we got a kickoff party at the beginning at Bourbon Cowboy on the 5th and close it out at Mulready to the celebration on the 6th. So I'm out of breath. Jackie, it's your turn.
Well, we'll get to Jack just a second here, Jackie. We'll be right with you. Talk about the Dynamic Disc Freedom Open, which is a big part of Freedom Fest. But I know you're going to have the drum line from Poria High there again this year, Steve?
Oh, you bet. Well, we've made the request, and we're also going to request that we get some great food that's made by, I think it was the Acapella Choir. They did some fantastic food the last few years. We're going to request them again. We'll have the military vehicles down there for the expo for everybody to play on and jump around and look at. We'll have the climbing wall from the Kansas Army National Guard recruiters, and we have some amazing prizes. Trophies made by Flint Hills Tech out of tank parts and bike parts, the challenge coins back, and my favorite is the edible medal that Sweet Granada does. So it's a chocolate medal in gold foil or red, white, and blue foil, and I try not to eat that till after I do the event.
It is tasty, and it rhymes, too. We like
edible medal. Awesome.
So is there going to be a reenactment this year, Steve?
So we're working the details on that right now. So here's what we hope to do. We're going to try something new with our local 101st Airborne Dog Company reenactors, and you'll see them at North Lyon County Memorial this weekend with all those great events going on there. But we're looking at possibly doing a reenactment of clearing the bridge. So we're waiting to get permissions on that. We're talking to a few folks, and we'll definitely have them there. We're not sure what they're going to do yet, but that's the goal, is to have the reenactors down there. And I think that'll be fun for everybody to watch that is not participating. So, but lots going on.
Let's talk about where all the proceeds from these wonderful events go, Steve.
Right. So for the last 18 years, we've helped support the amazing and beautiful All Veterans Memorial Park, which is for all veterans and their families. And if you've been around the community for the last 10 years, you've just seen what a difference that's made. And they're continuing to make that better every year. This weekend, I know there'll be a lot of folks down there just reflecting, thinking, and visiting. We want to make sure it's the best place possible for us to remember and remind us all of those that sacrificed, as well as those who put in the time and effort and are now with their families and living in our communities, and we want to say thank you. So, and then also we support a scholarship fund for family members of veterans from the local units, and that's always pretty neat. And then, of course, some enlisted programs across the state that the Enlisted Association does that supports soldiers and service members and airmen and their families. We do a lot of good, and that's a lot of volunteers, and we appreciate KVOE and all the sponsors that make this possible going into our 18th year.
Well, and we want to mention, too, that Emporia Main Street will be ramping up their Emporia Main Street Military Care Package Drive as well.
Indeed,
a part of Freedom Fest. All right, let's bring in Jackie Morris. Jackie, good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, well, let's talk about a big event, part of the 18th Annual Freedom Fest, and that is the Dynamic Disc Freedom Open. And tell us about what's going to be taking place down in Soden's Grove Park.
So, like you said, the Freedom Fest Open will be taking place in Soden's Grove. It will be two rounds of nine holes. And the Soden's Grove course is just a really beautiful course. And it's kind of semi-permanent, I would say, because we have it in sometimes, and then we have to take it out other times. So this is a great chance to not only play the course, but to raise money for a great cause. There are two rounds. There's one at 9 a.m. and one at noon, and there's 45 spots for each round. So that does give quite a few people the chance to play. There's four divisions, pro men, pro women, and then amateur men, amateur women, and it's $25 to participate. But I always recommend playing disc golf tournaments like this because there's no pressure. It's a lot of fun. Again, it's for a great cause, and you could just get your family out that Saturday morning, play a quick round, and then take part in the other activities.
Sounds good. Jackie, you mentioned here that the course kind of comes in and then it mm-hmm. does get removed. Who's helping to I guess, design the course here? And talk a bit about, the organization side of things here from the Dynamic Discs perspective and why it's so important to be part of this.
Yeah, so the course is actually designed by Eric McCabe, who is a local from Emporia. And there are permanent settings. It's just we do have to take it out due to the terrain. So it's a great little nine-hole course that goes really well along like the backside of the baseball field and the zoo. Some of the holes are actually right by the zoo too, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we really like being a part of these different fundraisers and tournaments because Emporia gives so much to us and we want to give back to them as well. And then to be a part of an event that, you know, celebrates being kind of the founding city of Veterans Day and not only supporting that. So it's just a really great opportunity for Dynamic Discs.
Jackie, you mentioned this is a nine-hole course. Do you play the nine holes twice, or are there different tees for the nine holes?
You will play it twice.
Play it twice? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
a fun little short course.
Yeah, it really is. Again, you mentioned designed by former disc golf world champion, Emporian Eric McCabe. Now, Jackie, how can we get signed up for the Freedom Fest Open?
So if you go to the Freedom Fest website.org or if you go to discgolfscene.com, you can go to either of those places and it'll take you directly to the Freedom Fest. And again, there's Freedom Fest. It's the Freedom Fest Open, and there's a 9 a.m. and a noon round. So there's actually two links that you could sign up with.
Well, get signed up. Don't delay, because these have filled up in the past, both the 9 mm-hmm. and noon rounds. And that's great, because, as we mentioned, all proceeds go to the fine work that Freedom Fest does for the All Veterans Memorial in Soden's Grove. Well, Jackie, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
It's go time, sir, isn't it?
Yep. Yep, all it's right. Go time, and it's for all levels. So no matter what your level of athletic ability, or if you just want to come up down and have some fun, you're welcome, and we'll be ready for you.
All right. It's November the 6th. Save the date. Freedom Fest at the All Veterans Memorial. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Yeah, Steve Harmon, who is Freedom Fest lead organizer, and of course, heavily involved with the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Steve, for all of your service.
And, absolutely.
Jackie Morris of Dynamic Discs, a big part of Freedom Fest coming up November 6th. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, this week is full. Next week has got two dates claimed already, so we'll obviously be filling the schedule here over the next few days. But